Okay. So here I am. I didn't think that I would be doing anything. I was just going to sit back, take it easy.
All right, here's a good question. This is my last one I came up with. So what is the best decision you've ever made? Tell us about that.
What is the best decision I've ever made?
I know, it's a little deep.
That is a tough one. You know, in therapy, I'm always asking, what's the worst thing you've done or the difficult problems? But therapeutically, I do believe, well, what is it that worked? That's a, like a whole different part of the brain operating, something positive. So the best decision, I'm not sure I can pin it down to one. The best decision, I think, was kind of just follow the path, just follow the lead of what's bringing me where. So it was not a specific decision. I mean, this was a good decision to come here. I like this decision. I think people really tune in at a great level. But I think the best decision was kind of a little bit different than a decision. You know how I like to change it around a little bit. And that is just to follow the path. So when I was running into certain difficulties with patients and so on, just follow along with them. So instead of doing, for instance, hypnotherapy, where I'm directing them in a certain way, I was looking to do a different type of hypnotherapy where I was following, kind of like client-centered hypnotherapy. Instead of pushing anything, follow it. And that turned out to be kind of wonderful, because that's what led me, after maybe 20 years of doing therapy, to find something much deeper in people that I had no idea, really, little idea, was there. The inner core, and that's what I refer to as the still, soft inner voice. For one third of people, they actually hear it. For another third, thinking about the speakers, for one third, they won't hear it, and maybe 10% don't want to hear it and think the other people are crazy. But there's things you can do with them too, as a therapist, even that 10%. But basically, the best thing I did was just to kind of follow the process. And I think that's pretty much been my whole life, from being lost in a banana patch, I think, when I was a little infant, to a long story, which I won't get into. And then following within the person and finding the still soft voice.
Thank you, Dr. Kramer.